This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 224 for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Thursday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off. Canola was not included in interim rules on biofuel feedstock guidelines announced by the USDA yesterday, and that raised concerns over demand from the U.S. biodiesel sector, weighing heavily on prices. Losses in outside markets added to the soft tone, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all down on the day. The March contract fell below nearby chart support, encouraging additional speculative selling. Farmer hedges were also thought to be coming forward after last week's advances. However, tightening supply projections and the need to ration demand going forward did provide some support. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans posting the largest losses as forecasts calling for much-needed rain in dry areas of Argentina and the looming Brazilian harvest weighed on prices. Bearish chart signals contributed to the declines, with March down 23 cents at 10.19 per bushel. While record monthly crush data released yesterday was somewhat supportive, large supplies of both soy meal and oil were bearish. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at just over 500,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, and the USDA did announce additional private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Corn, also pressured by the improving weather in Argentina, with March down 4 cents at 4.74 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just over 1 million tons did top trade guesses, providing some support. The USDA also announced flash exports of 135,000 tons to Taiwan. Wheat ending down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in March at 5.81 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 9 cents in the March contract at 5.48 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat also down 9 cents in the March contract at 5.37.5. European wheat prices fell to their lowest levels in 6 weeks, due in part to reduced export demand as cheaper Black Sea origin wheat continues to find its way into export channels. Newly harvested supplies from Australia and Argentina are also starting to make their way to market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.